Can you talk me through a little bit about the processes that you have to go through
A death?
after your father dies? Yeah, like, I mean, what are the kind of practical things that you were having to deal with?
Well, I think we were all grown, so the practical was not real. We were independent. We weren't getting supported by my parents. You have to deal with taking a week off from work because you can't, which was fine. And
Where were you working at the time?
I was working in Los Angeles.
In TV or in?
And my brother Bob lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He was working at Los Alamos, and Evans was in Illinois. And so they were both out of state. It was up to me to take care of a lot of getting my mother set up on, her own and stuff, and being there to support her emotionally. And then just, carrying on. I miss my dad. I was very close to my father, and I miss his input in my life. But I still feel him with me, and I hope I've made him proud so far as a person. But
When do you miss his input? Like, you miss that presence?
well, certainly in political discussions and in dealing with work issues and dealing with difficult situations, that I could always depend on his logic. And he is a very smart man. You could talk things through with him, and he could help with those kinds of things. But and you could always talk about whatever's in the news. And this recent year has been so tumultuous in the United States that I would have liked to have had his input on that. He was a very he was a Republican, but he was a very moderate Republican, and my mother was, and still is, a definite liberal. So it was a good balance that we had in our family.
Sounds like what everyone refers to now as a Dan Evans Republican.
Yes, he
Seems
was.
like,
Yeah, he was
yeah.
actually. He was a Dan Evans Republican. He believed in fiscal conservancy and social liberalism. He was a social liberal and a fiscal conservative. And so he really cared about people and extended himself. It very much impressed me when we lived on the base at Georgia, in Georgia, in Albany, Georgia, because it was a small base. And being the age I was, going to the pool and different things, you get, you talk with enlisted men, which I didn't have that opportunity prior to that. And the respect that people had for my dad and that worked for him was tremendous. And when he took over the FSR at Camp Pendleton, the man that preceded him in that job would not allow anyone to come in and talk to him that wasn't at least a lieutenant colonel or above. And my dad said, no, anybody that wants to come in and talk to me, I don't care if they're a private or lance corporal or general, whatever, they all the way in between, I'm open to talking to anybody. So that was very a very good example for us. And it just it, he and my mother were a good balance for each other, and they adored each other, which was, I find, more and more unusual as I talk to people that I know growing up. It's interesting, I've reconnected with my high school friends in Fallbrook about 10, 12 years ago. And what you didn't understand about their home life that you learn as you're from an adult perspective was mind-boggling to me. Really mind-boggling to me. A lot of my friends had terrible things going on at home, which of course they didn't share with their friends at school. But our, talking in retrospect, talking about where we are and who we are and how we've gotten this to be these people that we are now, it's been really eye-opening to me. So I really appreciate the childhood that I had.
Are there times now, when you look back, are there times that you can remember ever being afraid in the course of your life, you know?
No, I really can't. I had a great deal of faith, and I prayed a lot. But I amazingly enough, people have asked me, especially when I traveled after Bruce died, and I traveled across from California to Illinois to visit with my son and his family. I drove alone in a van with only my little dog for company. And I've had people say to me, weren't you nervous about driving alone? Well, why would you be? I mean, the road was well planned, and there were always places you could stop and ask for help if you needed it.
What else do you remember about that trip? Was that the first trip you'd taken on your own after you lost Bruce?
Yes. We traveled a lot together, and so I had that experience to give me confidence.
Were there any, was there anything particular stood out about that trip? Why were you going to Illinois?
Because my son lived there with his wife and my only grandchild. Lived north of Chicago.
And so how did it go? How was the trip?
Oh, it was fine. Just fine. I stopped. I made arrangements ahead of time to stay in motels, and I had my tires checked out before I left, so I didn't have any car trouble of any kind, and I felt very good about it.